tomorrow morning and also for Friday, the Santa Rosa City Council will hold their annual goal-setting meeting. Large chunk of that expected to address goals for fire recovery. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is the mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right myself. It's a pleasure having you on. Now, the fires, of course, they threw a lot of things up in the air for the city and of course, residents throughout the city and the county. But what's probably the biggest thing that needs addressing by the city, just kind of in regards to the fire itself?
Well, you know, I don't think that we can separate the fire out from what the city needs to do. And I say that because our primary goal post-fire is going to be the same as it was pre-fire, and that is to create more housing in Santa Rosa. We have an additional task now to help folks recreate the housing that was lost in the fire, but we need to also keep our eye on the ball to create more new housing in Santa Rosa because that's our greatest need.
Hey, you were appointed mayor of Santa Rosa. Oh, my goodness, then a fire on your watch, Mr. Mayor. Unbelievable. So how can you do that? How can you sort of set the goals to get more housing, but also tackle infrastructure improvements and some of the homeless services? How could you do all of this at the same time?
Well, it's not going to be easy. But what we've done so far is created a new zoning overlay in the burn areas to make it easier for people to rebuild. We've created a second planning department, if you will, so people who are rebuilding their homes post-fire aren't competing for time with our staff that's working on new housing in the city. So those are a couple of the things. But honestly, we're looking at an unsure budget over the next couple of years. Things are not going to be easy. I don't expect that this goal setting session is going to be all that easy either, because all of the things that we want to do are going to be competing for limited staff capacity, limited time, and limited funds.
Well, let's focus on the budget in itself. How come it is kind of just up in the air right now or so unsure for this next year?
Well, a couple of reasons. One is we've spent a tremendous amount of money immediately post during the fire and immediately post fire, about $8 million in overtime, supplies, equipment, just in those first couple of weeks of the fire. $8 million is a big chunk of our general fund, which totals about $160 million. We don't have that kind of float in our budget, if you will. Beyond that, we have a lot of ongoing costs, and we don't know what the costs to the city will be for the cleanup that's now going on. The debris cleanup in Sonoma County is estimated to cost about $1 billion. We don't know what our share of that is going to be. The estimates vary widely from about $10 million to about $25 million. And that $15 million difference is huge, and it looms over our decisions going forward.
Mr. Mayor, let's just assume for a second that every single resident of Santa Rosa is listening right now. Helps my ego a little bit there. And you had a chance to say something to all the residents. What is it that you're saying on how people can help with recovery in our city?
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to people outside our city, and I tell them if they really want to help, they should come and visit Santa Rosa and Sonoma County. We need to go on with our lives here and with our work here as far as making Santa Rosa the best place it can be. What average residents can do is to make sure that their neighbors know that they want them to stay here. We need to let people know that Santa Rosa is going to continue to be a great place to live. I don't want to lose, you know, the 3,000 families who lost their homes in this fire. That would be devastating to our city. I don't think we're going to lose all of them, but I want to lose as few as possible.
Okay. What about, say, kind of like homelessness goals that could be addressed, such as just allowing people to sleep in their cars again?
It's a discussion that the council is going to have. It's a discussion that the council has had multiple times, and we have not approved what's known as a safe parking program in Santa Rosa. We're going to talk about it again. I don't know where that discussion is going to go. There are seven members of the council, and I think there are probably seven different opinions about it.
Does homelessness kind of get largely affected by the wildfires and just in the annual goal setting meeting?
We'll definitely be talking about homelessness as well on Thursday and Friday. While housing is our overall number one goal, homelessness is part of that, and homelessness will be in our top priorities. I have no doubt about that.
You mentioned that the cleanup is going to cost about $1 billion. Does this involve you sending an email to the president saying, hey, we really need that federal money, or do you leave up the sort of fund getting to the county?
I've participated in meetings in Washington, D.C. last month where I was giving that message to our congressional representatives from Sonoma County, where I was giving that message to staff of the House Appropriations Committee, and I've given that message directly to the director of FEMA, to the director of Homeland Security, which is the department that FEMA is in. And also to the directors of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So we are doing everything we can to get the most federal dollars reimbursed to us as possible.
Okay, we're just about out of time here, but one last question for you. Is affordable housing going to be brought up a lot? Do you think it could be possibly expanded in the city of Santa Rosa, given what has happened?
It absolutely has to be. Our housing action plan, we talk about building 5,000 new housing units in Santa Rosa by 2024. That plan requires half of those houses to be below market rate or affordable housing, as you put it.
Okay, well, we'll definitely be tuning into that meeting again. That is tomorrow and for Friday. Tomorrow, I believe, at 10 a.m., correct?
That's correct, at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel.
Should be a good meeting. Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.